Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. The Australian wine industry is welcoming Beijing's decision to lift tariffs on Australian wine. Prior to the introduction of the taxes in 2020, China was our most valuable export market. Wine Australia Chief Executive Dr. Martin Cole says winemakers have been doing it tough over the last 3 years.
It was a $1.2 billion business. We had 20% share of imported wine into China, 30% if you take just the premium end of things. So to lose that over the period that we did, that's been a massive issue for our industry.
The banking sector is being accused of pushing Armaguard to the brink despite offering the company a multi-million dollar bailout. The cash transport business has been warning it could go bust as it faces large losses, but it's rejected the $26 million lifeline, instead opting to renegotiate existing contracts. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union says the banks must do more to support Armaguard.
This is a moment in time for the community to say no, enough's enough, put a small, tiny slice of that massive profit back in to ensure that we have cash in the economy. What happens if we have one of those IT outages we've had in the tech firms over the next little while that stops these payments occurring?
King Charles has thanked those offering support to the royal family as they deal with his and Kate's cancer diagnoses. The monarch has spoken for the first time since the Princess of Wales announced she's undergoing chemotherapy. King Charles is also being treated for cancer. In delivering his Easter message, he's thanked those in the UK and beyond.
In this country, we are blessed by all the different services that exist for our welfare. But over and above these organisations and their selfless staff, we need and benefit greatly from those who extend the hand of friendship to us.
And those heading off for the Easter weekend are being urged to take a few minutes to make sure their home looks lived in a bid to deter would-be thieves. Crime Stoppers Stella Smith says there are a few simple things people can do.
Make sure the doors are locked, the windows are locked, and that you've left some lighting, you've made the place look lived in. Please don't leave bins or rubbish lying around out the front.
Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and Collingwood's overcome a 5-point half-time deficit to overrun Brisbane to record the Magpies' first win of the year in a 20-point victory. The Pies kicking 5-1 in the third quarter, but Brisbane coach Chris Fagan says despite the loss, they're not panicking yet.
There's 20 to go, isn't there? Long way to go. So we certainly haven't had the start that we hoped for, and we've dropped 2 home games, which has been very unusual for us over the last period of time. So we've got a bit of work to do to find ourselves.
The Panthers have kept their winning run over the Roosters alive with a 22-16 win. Despite missing stars Nathan Cleary and James Fisher-Harris, coach Ivan Cleary says he's proud of the way his side's adapted.
When you've got players out, all these key combinations that have changed, it's going to test your systems and your culture. And I thought it stood up really well. I thought we pretty much did everything we wanted to do.
To entertainment, and new details are emerging about the raids at Sean Diddy Combs' homes after federal agents raided the rapper's multi-million dollar homes in Miami and LA earlier this week. It's been revealed firearms were found at both properties. And King Frederick and Queen Mary's salaries have been revealed. They pocketed a whopping $3 million for their royal duties in 2023. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.